We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Never seen anything like that before in the sport of baseball. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Joining us now, LSU baseball coach Paul Mainieri. Coach, just like you drew it up, right?
Yeah, and Coach Mainieri, did you ever witness that? I mean, I could see one run, but they got a couple of runs of... Whoa! What were you thinking at the time? Were you a little nervous or what?
Well, you know, there's a saying in baseball that every day you go to the ballpark, you're capable of seeing something that you've never seen before. And I think this last 24 hours would probably indicate that that's a true thing. First of all, a 17-inning game that lasted almost 7 hours. You know, we had the lead in the 16th inning, couldn't hold it. We get about 4 hours of sleep and then have to be back at the ballpark in the heat of the day in Hoover. And somehow our kids found the energy and the fortitude to go out there and play as hard as they could today. Got a great start from Marceau and then that crazy ending to a ball game. I've coached a lot of years. I don't think I've ever seen a walk-off two-run score on a wild pitch that got about 20 feet away from the catcher. But you know what? We'll take it. We'll take it any way we can get it.
Hey, does Chris Reed get an RBI on that, Coach? How does that go?
No, he doesn't get an RBI. And I thought Chris, you know, was up there having a good at-bat. He laid off two curveballs in the dirt. And I felt very confident that he was going to be able to drive in at least one run. They were playing the infield in as well because they didn't even want the game to be tied, you know. And neither did I. That's why we didn't sacrifice bunt with Garza. I said, hey, we're either going to win it or lose it right now. We had no bullpen to be able to use. And hey, the last thing we want to do is go extra innings after going 17 innings last night. So Garza came through with a big hit after Giovanni. He had a big hit. I tell you, Garza's hustle to second base on the throw to third was critical. And then, you know, of course, you saw the ending. But I felt confident Chris Reed was going to drive those runs in anyway.
Now, Coach Mainieri, you talk about not wanting to extend the game with the pitching staff. I mean, is there any strategy? I mean, going forward, I mean, is it you talk about the bullpen or who's starting, how many innings you can maybe hope a guy can work out? Is it truly the cliche like Johnny Holstaff, or what approach you take going forward?
Well, it's not going to be Johnny Holstaff, Bobby, because we got a lot of guys that I can't use tomorrow. You know, we had four pitchers throw over 70 pitches last night. So those four guys are all out. There's no way they're going to pitch. There's no way Marceau is going to pitch. There's no way that Walker is going to pitch. And Cole Henry, you know, so, you know, you can kind of start looking at the depth chart of our pitching staff and realize who's going to pitch tomorrow. So it's going to be a lot of guys that haven't pitched a lot during the year. And, you know, but it's amazing. We've come to Hoover before many years and started guys that, you know, you didn't think were going to, you know, that could do a great job because they didn't pitch much during the year. Sometimes we've even had to pitch position players. And somebody seems to always step up and be a hero. So, hey, we're just going to go out there tomorrow night and let it rip and do the best we can. And I'm just happy that we got our second win here. Hopefully that'll get us a host for the NCAA tournament.
And, Coach Mainieri, speaking of that, have an opportunity to host and to go forward. All the years you've coached, and I know you've never really just telling it like it is, you're not making excuses. When you look at the adversity and what the team has faced this year, how would you describe that? I mean, considering you look at the expectations going into the season and all that, just elaborate on that.
Yeah, Bobby, this has been one of the more unique seasons of my coaching career. You know, we started the season with such high expectations, you know, preseason number one. We had a number one ranked recruiting class. But if you go all the way back to fall practice, we started having guys get hurt in fall practice, and we couldn't even scrimmage that much during those days back in September and October. Normally, we would scrimmage 5 days a week, and we were scrimmaging maybe 2 days a week just because we didn't have enough arms to play inter-squad scrimmages. And then it, when we got into the spring, it just continued and it got worse. And, you know, so, and even today, you know, we don't have Jaden Hill available. We don't have A.J. Labus available. Our only lefty, Houston McMurray's out for the year. We thought Nick Storrs would be back. He's never returned from his surgery. You know, and Cole Henry was out for 4 weeks. Marcia was out for, you know, a few weeks. I mean, it's just been so many guys have been hurt. And, you know, I know this regular season and up to this point really hasn't met the expectations of, you know, LSU fans. But
right.
in some ways, it's been remarkable. We've won as many as we've won. You know, you could see how, you know, injuries to a pitching staff kind of devastated South Carolina, and they went 8-22.
Cool.
Florida had some injuries, and they went 13-17. I mean, we overcame it. We just won our 20th game of the year against top 50 opponents. So there's only five schools in the country that have done that, and we're one of them. So there's some things to be proud of, and there's obviously been some things that, you know, have been inconsistent for our team. Some of it's been because of the injury. Some of it's been because of our own doing. But, you know, we're in the postseason now, and we're going to, you know, take it as hard as we can, as far as we can.
Now, Coach Mineri, you know, we get texts all the time. I don't know how to answer this. I'm going to ask Coach Mineri. He might tell me or might not tell me. This is from 1045. You should ask Coach Mineri the problems with maybe
we talked about
the training staff or the injuries or youth baseball and how they're being utilized. Is that just a negative coincidence or what?
You know, Bobby, Christian asked me this last week. You know, it's just it's impossible to say what the cause is. You know, if you look at the major leagues, there's more players on the disabled list now than there ever has been. You go through the minor leagues, it's the same thing. And certainly LSU is not the only college that is dealing with. I just mentioned South Carolina. They lost like seven pitchers. Auburn's had some losses of pitchers. And, you know, it's just an epidemic. It's across the country. And I don't know what the reason is. I don't know if it's because the kids are specializing in one sport, just overdoing it, throwing too much, or is it because, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the reasons are. If I knew the reasons, I'd be the only one in the country that knows it. I'd make a lot of money. I just patent that knowledge and share it with people. And, you know, everybody wants to know, but even the doctors that specialize in arm care, they don't know the real reason. And it's just unfortunate for these young men when things happen. It certainly affects a team, especially a sport like baseball where there's limited scholarships.
LSU baseball coach Paul Mineri, fresh off the Tigers' walk-off win, advancing in the SEC tournament 4-3 over Auburn. And, Coach, every season kind of has that galvanizing moment. Do you think this was your team's galvanizing moment?
Well, it might be. Who knows? You know, ask me in a couple of weeks and we'll know, you know, if we're getting ready to go to a Super Regional or Omaha. But I know this, you know, today when we had breakfast with the team, we didn't get to bed until after 4 in the morning. And they were up for a pregame meal for 9 o'clock this morning. And we had to go play in the heat of the day, in the middle of the day, after virtually no sleep and a very limited bullpen. And I told our players at breakfast, you know, if somehow, I told them, I said, you know, I asked the SEC if we could just put the game off until later tonight, but they said no. And I said, we're not going to force it. I said, it feels like cruel and unusual punishment that we have to go right back to the field and play again. But if somehow we find a way to win this game, you know, this is going to be something that we'll talk about for years, you know, how a team could, on virtually no sleep, and after a devastating loss last night, to come back and have the fortitude to find a way to win a game. And lo and behold, they go out and do it. So I'm just really proud of our guys. And I don't know what the tomorrow is going to hold. And, you know, I'm not really worried about it yet. I'm just going to be very proud of our team for what they did on the heels of last night.
Do you need an inning or two from Bobby? We might be able to get him over there to Hoover, Paul.
Maybe I can throw one batter.
No, I'm gonna hold off on Bobby, but I am looking for anybody that on our team that has pitching experience from high school.
So we could see Cabrera potentially. I mean, honestly.
I don't know about Cabrera, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
What's gotten into Saul Garza?
I haven't thought about it yet.
What's gotten into Saul Garza, Coach?
Yeah, he's playing really well. He's swinging the bat well. His base hit there in the ninth inning, you know, people probably wonder why it wasn't bunting. There was no way we were I was going to play for one run in a tie and go extra innings. After last night, 17 innings and having virtually no bullpen to be able to lean on, I just told our guys, hey, we're either going to win it or lose it here in the ninth. And so Garza got up and he smoked one in the gap there. And when they drew the ball to third, he hustled to second base, which I thought was a huge play. And we were able to pull it out. So I'm just glad we did. Sol's been a big part of it.
Now, Coach Maneri, when you hear, I don't know, the following of the LSU Tiger baseball program and the prestige and what they think of what you've accomplished and just the whole mystique of LSU, and you can hear in the background, whether you're driving in your car, you're listening on the radio, and you hear like, oh, Tigers. I mean, just the following. I mean, the other SEC teams don't have that. I think sometimes other universities are jealous of that, the whole mystique of LSU, but you got to be proud that all the adversity you've had, that the fan base, the loyal fan base that you've had with the baseball team.
Well, no doubt, Bobby. You know, last night, you got to give credit to a school like Mississippi State, too. Last night we played, what was it, a Wednesday night game? And there were 13,000 people there last night.
Well,
and at 3 o'clock in the morning, there were still probably 5,000 or 6,000 people in the stands that stayed till the end. So, yeah, you know, it's very inspiring for our players, and it's what makes playing at LSU special.
LSU coach Paul Maneri, we'll let you go get some rest. I'm sure you guys are pretty tired.
Appreciate that. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks, coach.
Thanks for coming on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.